KI5VCE listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KI5VCE.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Do I have any mobile, short time, or in and out stations? Call net control now. Okay, we'll go on to EchoLink. Do I have any EchoLink stations for tonight's net? Call now.
This is KD8MMH on EchoLink. In the middle of the UP, Bayview National Forest Campground with not too great of cell coverage, so I will just be in and out tonight, Ron. KD8MMH, clear.
All right, Mike, thanks for checking in tonight, giving us another check-in, and I hope you have fun up there all this week. I'll try and get by tomorrow on my way home to pick up your package off the porch there, so I didn't get a chance over the weekend, so I will get that taken care of. So don't see any other EchoLink stations, so we'll continue on with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now.
This is Charlie 8, Sierra Del Zulima, Broad Bay City. No traffic, Ron. as it says. Okay, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic. This is? Any DUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is? November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo. Bob and Frank, Moose Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Saginaw, no traffic. This is KDA-DAZ, Minnie, Bert, no traffic.
Okay, we got a good start to the list. Let me run down the list. We had KD8MMH, Mike, who was in and out on Echolink, KC8SDL, W8DW, NAEUI, NAKPR, KC8VOA, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any other check-ins for the net or corrections? Call now.
This is November 8, Victor, Delta Golf, John from Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
All right, we picked up John. Thanks for joining, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weather held out nicely for a majority of the week there. Had a little spurt of rain on Sunday morning, but that was kind of in and out of there fairly quickly, depending on where you were. Further north got a little bit more than further south, so it was just kind of hit and miss with that. But other than that, it looked like it was a nice weekend and week overall. All right, first up to the list, we're going to start out with Rob, KC8SDL, standby WADW. Good evening, Rob.
Watt Charlie 8, YVF in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Charlie 8, getting around everybody on the net. Yeah, it's a net, I want to see your CQ videos with Carolyn yourself. I had a ball. It rained a little bit Sunday morning for maybe 45 minutes, and the rest of the day went great for the rest of the show of the Carol engine tractor. So, yep, run my engine. I didn't run my big one because that Magneto I got, well, that Magneto died in a natural cause. And my buddy is going to take it to Portland, Indiana, later on this month. They have a big show down there. They have it's like the engine world of Xenia Wild. Okay, I'm dancing. Excuse me. Anyways, there's a couple guys that repairs Magneto, so he's going to take it down there and have it checked out. I think the Magnus in the Magneto might be charged up. It might need charging. So I have no problem about that, but he had a good time with the engine show. Yeah, I haven't been on an HF for almost a week since Wednesday morning, so I'm kind of back in the saddle. And I did check in on the GatorNet tonight on HF, and boy, the band guys are not happy on HF, especially 40 meters. So I kind of gave up. I got relayed in by NJQUS, and I could hear him pretty good, but he's got quite the station here in Cape May, New Jersey. Anyway, so I'm on frequency now for the net here. Yeah, the Sunday night net, I was too tired when I got home yesterday. Time I got home, get all my clothes out of the trailer, out of my utility trailer. I got a box in the back, I throw my clothes and stuff, and get them all downstairs, get them in the laundry. By about 10 o'clock, I was in the chair asleep in the basement, so I went ahead and called it night and went to bed. So. Okay, Rob, I'll be honest for a second. Go on and talk way too much. I had to make it your show here, Ron. KC8YVF. KC8SDL, take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob, thanks for checking in this evening. And, good on the train situation and that. And all the other things, all the other information, so thank you very much there. Just one other thing I just noticed, I turned on my ham clock display here and there was an update, so it looks like I'd missed one or two. It was at, I think, 4:03 at some point, and then 4:04, 4:05, and now it's 4:06. So if you've got a ham clock, you may want to, I haven't looked at it lately, you may want to check there as an update for it up to 4.06. So. All right, get back to my list here. Next up on the list, we have Dave, WABW, standby NADUI. Good evening, Dave.
Hi, Kiss here, YBF, WABW. Real good there, Ron. Yeah, not a whole lot going on. We did make a trip up to La Brea on Friday, and we just through the day, and then it came home. A lot of stuff going on here, and trying to get stuff taken care of, so sort of a busy time of year right now. Normally try and hold the stuff off that we're doing right now for the winter time, but everything seems to be hitting right now, so we're on the busy side. Haven't done any radio stuff. I'm going to try and do a little bit of the North American QSO party. It's a sideband. Normally I don't do sideband, but I'm on few things I want to play around with the 7610 with a voice keyer in that and see how that works and do a little playing around there. So I'm planning on doing some of that. That's about all I got right now, Ron, and we'll be here for the 73 round. KC8YVF, WAPW.
All right, Dave, sounds good. And while you were doing that, I switched over to my backup radio and disconnected some cables and that. I got a fairly high SWR on this radio that I have right now. So if you stand by, I'm going to switch to my backup. I'm not sure what's going on. I disconnected the cables and reseated them, but that didn't seem to work. So stand by for a moment. All right, let's try this one here, see if this works, and then I'll go troubleshoot my other one. Usually it's just an antenna connection, dirty antenna connection.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This one, next up on the list, NAEUI, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NAEUI. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. Taking advantage of this cooler weather, cooler nights. I cut the grass last week. Didn't give me grass clippings. The grass is not really thick because of the lack of rain. Every few days, I got to go out and water the shrubs in the front. We got a new tree planted last autumn. It needs to be watered every so often, so I go out there once in a while and water the tree. It's called the autumn blaze maple tree. So in the fall, it's going to get really nice and orange when the leaves turn in the fall. And then, let's see what else. Oh, last week I had to climb on the top of the camper, and I was inspecting the roof, and there's a few very, very small. Not cracks, not the dichlor sealant is not cracking. It's just that there's some like dimples. I don't know if that's an indication that it's thinning out there, so it's stretching. And when the camper's rolling down the road, it's moving back and forth and it's swaying and causing the areas that are sealed to stretch. So I went up there and I built it up with some more dichlor. Like I said, they're just little tiny dimples. So I built it up with some more dichlor and got that all nice and sealed up. And we may be going camping maybe one more time next month. Let me break real quick. And like I said, we're going to maybe go camping one more time next month. Tomorrow, my wife and I are going to Caseville. They have the Cheeseburger Festival. So I think we're going to do a stop by Pigeon there with my mom. Stop by and see mom for a couple hours and then drive up north to Cape, about 6 miles to Caseville. And my brother and his family are camping at the Caseville County Park, and so we're going to visit them for a few hours and then grab a cheeseburger and make it just an afternoon and come on back tomorrow evening. So that's our plan for tomorrow. We have a family gathering this weekend, this Saturday. Hopefully the rain doesn't, this forecast for rain, hopefully it's not too bad. Worst comes to worst, we have it in the garage or the house, you know, it's just a family gathering. And that's our Saturday's planned for. And that's about it for the week. Like I said, I'll just go outside and putz around the yard. I've been also playing around with the Meshtastic units also, just kind of getting the hang of that, you know, kind of configuring it. And Rick started, Rick VOA came over this afternoon and helped me with it a little bit. And so I'm just getting the hang of it. So it's new technology. I'm just getting used to it. It's just it's a learning curve for me a little bit. So, but I'm getting the hang of it. So, anyways, I'm going to toss it back to that control, and we'll catch you all in the 73 round. This is NAEUI.
All right, Tom. Yeah, it some of that stuff takes a little bit to get a handle on, at least. That's for sure. And I know I put together another unit that went in my car. It was just, I printed out a case for it, and it was just a Helltech with the antenna, and it's going to run strictly off from USB, no battery in it, so it's just going to be in the car. It'll plug in, turn on when I turn on the car, shut off after I turn off the car through the cigarette lighter plug that's on it. I put in a USB plug into it, so that shuts off after like 10 minutes or something like that, so it'll run for a little bit, but it'll start when the car starts and shut off when it's done. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list with N8KPR. Stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ryan, everybody else on the net. Beautiful day today. So, but you know fall's in the air. It's supposed to cool off a little bit. It always does the second week about August. Always seems to, I noticed summers in Michigan, especially when I had my pool, it was always like the second week of June to the second week of August was summer. And then you don't know what you're going to get after the second week of June, or second week of August. Could be warm, could be not, but it always seems to get all heat spell in September. Typical Michigan weather. But hey, I'll take this over what the rest of the country's getting. Between the hurricanes, the fires, the heat, yeah, I'm happy in Michigan. I'll take the winters, I'll take the springs, summers, and falls. Seems like it's the most stable climate in the United States, at least in this section of the country anyways, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, they seem to be pretty stable. But with that said, I'm getting, I got a question for you, Ron. I've been messing with the GMRS radio here, and I got my license and everything. Finally got Wi-Fi back. That's been a hassle for like 2 months. But anyways, I was looking up repeaters in the area, and the coverage for me on one of them is Mayville, and they actually have two of them in there, and that's 462-600 and 462-550, but they're like channel 21 and channel 22, and on my radio, the repeaters don't start till like 23, I think, channel 23, and up from there. So I'm not sure what's going on there, and that seems like all the repeaters to have an offset of or not offset, but a tone of 141.3. I don't know if that's what I'm seeing anyways. I don't know if maybe you can correct me around. But other than that, that'll be it for this round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob, typically in your software, the program frequencies that are in there, you will have the simplex frequencies that go up, I believe, to like 20 or up to like 20, 21, something like that. And then above that, you can either edit through the software and add the PL tone to the frequency. So you got to find out what frequency the repeater is and then what frequency that channel is on your in your software for your GMRS. Or do what I did. I added the repeater frequencies separate, and those start above your normal frequencies. It goes from like 23 to 29 to be able to put it in. If you try and go in a different area, it basically only gives you, I found out, it won't do the offset. So there's only certain channels in your software for the radios that will allow you to put in repeater frequencies and put the split in. So you can either do it in the repeater frequencies where that are already programmed into the radio and just add the tone to those and save it back to the radio, or create your own in the area, I think it's from like 23 to 29 or 21 from 29, somewhere in there. After the ones that are programmed in, it goes the next like 7 or 8 channels. You can put in your own repeaters from there. So for you, yeah, you might be able to get them out there in Mayville, depending on the coverage to what's out there. I don't know. I haven't looked at those. So I don't know what the coverage is, the height and that. But so, yeah, you might, being out on the east side, might be able to get into Mayville. But take a look at your software. That was some things I had to do a little research on because I was trying to put it into a certain channel on my handy talkie, and it wouldn't take the split. And then I went back and read online and say, oh, no, you have the only area you can put repeaters in is these certain channels that allow you to put a split in. So check that out on your radio. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, standby KD8 PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. And just for Bob's information, the Mayville GMRS repeater, I've been on that before when I've been in Millington. So I know there's one out there. Didn't know about the second one, but I know there was one out there from before, and someone offered it to someone else.
Repeater Saginaw.
And, yeah, so you should be able to get to it. For me, as Tom indicated, I monkeyed around with the Meshtastic and so forth, and played with that a little bit today. The one Tom had was a little bit of a problem trying to get into it, and he ended up reloading his Meshtastic software on his phone to be able to recognize the Meshtastic radio. We were able to program that also through the PC, so that worked out as well. So, yeah, so there's a little monkeying around. Everything doesn't go 100% smooth as we'd like it to go, but it does work. And with that, I'm one and done. So 73, everyone have a good night. KCABOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I know. Sometimes getting the Meshtastic doesn't always go as planned. Especially, like I said, the ones with the Helltech boards are pretty straightforward. Once you get the driver on your computer to recognize the device, it seems to go pretty good from there. Like I said, I just did another one over the weekend, and I brought it up. And the other thing is you got to remember you have to use either Chrome or Edge. One of the two browsers. You cannot use Firefox, and Firefox is my normal browser. I brought up the Meshtastic flasher. I went through all the steps, selected everything, and I didn't find a COM port. I'm thinking, what the heck? And then it dawned on me I got to use Chrome. So I switched over to Chrome, ran the software, and it ran through perfectly. So for it's not Firefox compatible. You got to run Chrome or Edge, which is a Chrome-type browser. So that's the one thing at least. All right, next up on the list, Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby NAVDG. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Well, today I got up on the ladder and drilled some holes in my tree stumps and put my solar lights on the top of my tree stump out there today. So took me a little while to do it, but I did today. I got three of them done, and I had to come in and sit down for about a half an hour so I could go out and do the fourth one. But I got them all in there, and they look pretty good out there, lit up. So other than that, I'm not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Oh, yeah, many of those outdoor chores sometimes take a lot out of you. I know Thursday I was at work when they came by to take down the two trees on the side of my house. Consumers, tree trimmer contractors were trimming trees in the area, and we had talked to them last year about taking those trees down. For one, they were going to cut, basically slice it right down the top, right down the middle, so it was a half a tree facing the road and nothing facing our side of the house, plus they were going to top it off too, so it wasn't going to look worth a crap. So we had talked to them about taking them down and that. So when I came home Thursday night, they had piled all the wood in front of the tree stumps all over my grass. Well, I ended up moving it turned out to be about 10 cords of wood, and various sizes. The smallest pieces were probably 4 inches in diameter, and the bigger pieces were the two and a half foot bases. And I moved all of it pretty much by myself. My sister-in-law was in town. She came out and helped what she could a little bit on some of the smaller pieces, but I moved the entire two trees where the wood from point A to point B, about 20 feet away to an area that was dirt, and yeah, that was a chore. So I know I was pretty tired afterwards after moving those big pieces, and some I rolled, and other ones I just physically picked up and carried the 20 feet from one point to another. So they'll wear you out, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, NAVDG, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, John. Good to hear from you.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to jump in here. I had a couple things I wanted to mention. The first one is, I've got a radio I'd like to donate. It's an older ICOM, IC-52A. If anybody is interested, or if the club would be interested in having a donation, I'd be willing to make that donation. I still have the manual, a couple batteries, but the batteries are probably all shot. And the radio does have some corroded terminals. But if anybody's interested in the donation, I'd be happy to just let them have it. The second thing that I had was, just want to let everybody know in case they didn't already know, is this coming Saturday on August 17th, down in Schwartz Creek, there is a Michigan Preparedness Picnic, and they've got a bunch of different training and different sessions going on for things like forest fire preps, home security, off-grid communications, and all sorts of other things as well. Just want to let people know if they were interested, that is also going on. That's going on from 9:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night at the Well Church on Linden Road in Schwartz Creek. So that is all I had, and after this round, I'm going to also be out, and I head back inside and spend some more time with the family. So this is NAVDG.
All right, John, thank you for the information on what's going on in Schwartz Creek. If anybody needs to know anything, I imagine it's online someplace, and any additional information. And yes, actually, the club is having their annual auction next month on September 21st. So we're asking anybody that wants to donate to the club, it will be sold at that, and the proceeds from whoever buys it goes to the club to help support the radio club here in Saginaw. So we will take basically anything. We take radios, we take knickknacks, paddywhacks, whatever you got. you name it. Everybody kind of clears out their basement or their shack or whatever and brings it in. And I think everything went except for a couple of things last year, and those went later on. One of the items was Mike KD8MM8s, and he sold it at the Vassar auction. The other was the club generator, and NADRL stored it out at his hangar at the airport, and somebody heard that he had one for sale, came by and bought it a couple weeks later. So we basically ended up getting rid of everything. And it helps to benefit the club for doing field days, winter field days and summer field days and other national night out and the other events that we do that we need to have a little funds to be able to do those particular events. So if you want to donate it to the club, I will take it. Just, you know, something, let me know. We'll get a hold of me, and I will pick it up, and if that's okay with you, we'll put it in the auction and sell it from there. So, all right, we are at the end of the list. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, I'll do my little turn here. Over the weekend, like I said, my sister-in-law came into town Thursday night. She lives out in Maryland. I came in and visited the family here, so my wife picked her up on Thursday afternoon. I had a real good time. I took Friday off from work. We did some things throughout the day, and then my daughter and son-in-law were racing their cars out at the Birch Run Speedway Friday night, so we all went out there, a bunch of us, so the families of the other two guys that are on their team. We're out there along with a bunch of their friends and my wife and I and my sister-in-law and that. So we had a good time Friday night. Saturday, we headed down to Ojibwa Island. They had the Saginaw Art Fair, Art and Craft Show. I had a friend of the family. His wife was a crafter. She lives over in Ionia and comes over to Saginaw. And I've talked to her how it went. She said last year it was one of her better craft shows for sales-wise. So we'll talk to her here and see how she did this weekend. And then did other things around the house and enjoyed the weekend. So it was a good time at least. So had 3 days off and I enjoyed it. Did a little work. Like I said, built another metastatic device. Been doing some 3D printing things. I've got a project. I haven't quite found the right. We had new windows put in last week, a week ago today. And I had to move some cables, and the cables were actually drilled into the wooden frame around the windows. Well, they are now vinyl windows. I'm not drilling into the vinyl window frames in order to put my cables back up. So I'm trying to come up with a solution to get there's a network cable, there's some TV cable, rotor cable, and another antenna cable that have to go back up, but I'm trying to come up with a way to get them up without drilling or something like that. So I'm on plan C at the moment, I guess. A and B didn't work out, so we're on plan C to see if I can come up with something else. So, all right, we'll go back up to the top of the list to Rob, KC8SBL, standby WADW. Good evening again, Rob.
There we go. Yes, I'm sorry about that, sir. Casey at YVF and the group Kilo Charlie 8. Well, the first few videos I sent, my phone said that your phone wouldn't accept it, so I tried it again, and I finally got him to send you there. Who knows what's going on? That's some videos of the Indian show at Carol Michigan there, but had a good time with that. Yeah, also they have about the railroad there. Yeah, we got our open house to the Central Valley Railway Museum. This coming Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., everybody's welcome. We got three locomotives. One, unfortunately, doesn't run anymore, but we have two GE industrial engines that they do run. So everybody in my ear style would like to come by the museum. You're welcome to attend. Mission 3 is donation only, so there's no problem there. All right, Rob, have a good week. 73, you take care. We'll catch you next week and play a lot of radio. And, yeah, I got to get my engines ready for the Octagon Barn. I'm going up there in September for the show up there. That's a really nice show. So, all right, Rob, again, 73, take care. You'll like the visit I sent you. KC8YVF. KC, that's the old 73, Rob.
All right, Rob, you have a good week. And we'll talk to you next week. And I switched back to my normal radio, and my SWR is still about a 3.0 to 1, so I guess I'm going to go back to the backup radio here because it's not working right. I'm not sure what's up here. So stand by. I'll switch back over. Okay, we're on the backup here. I had it all set. I just did change frequency on it. WADW, you're up next, followed by NADUI. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KC, YVF, WAZW. Not a whole lot more, just everyone have a good week there. Supposed to be nice this week. They see some little bit of inclement weather again this weekend. We'll see how that works out. But anyway, that's all I got, 73. Thanks for doing this net tonight, Ron, and we'll just catch everyone down the log. KC, YVF, WAZW.
All right, Dave, you have a good week. Yeah, I'm hoping Saturday turns out. They had rain in the forecast. I have a motorcycle lunch ride with our monthly ride with the group from the Detroit area, so I'm hoping it doesn't rain and I'm able to make that. I made last month's. It turned out okay, and we got rained out the month before, so we'll see if that holds out. All right, NAEUI, you're up next. Stand by, NAKTR. Good evening again, Tom.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is an EUI. Not much else. That's pretty well as this week. I think I will check in the WW just reminded me that listener QSO party, single tie band, is this weekend also. So I got a couple hours, so I'm going to check into that and see if I can, any contacts I can make, the time allotted. So. Anyway, that's it for me on this end. I hope everyone has a good weekend, or week, and upcoming weekend. And it's going to be a week, week, and weekend. So I don't want to rush the week. Hopefully we get some rain Thursday, I think, Thursday evening, I think. I cut the lawn on Thursday, and it was supposed to rain on Friday and Saturday, so I'll get the lawn cut.
All right, Tom, yeah, that's what I did the night before the net. I went out and mowed the grass. Tomorrow night, right after work, I got a ice cream ride with my old motorcycle group from the Saginaw area, Tri-City area, so they... every other Tuesday, they try and do a ride someplace to an ice cream store, so we've got the next one tomorrow, so I'm going to try and make that one, so I figured I better mow the lawn tonight. So, all right, next up on the list, and at KPR, stand by Manny. Good evening again, Todd.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I got a mess going on around here. I have a cluster, you know what, but Thursday? Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. My daughter lives in Cleveland, or by Cleveland, just west of Cleveland. Anyways, they had tornadoes go through there. And she didn't have power. She didn't have cell service. She got in contact with us through Facebook Messenger, I think it was. But anyways, and they couldn't buy a generator. There wasn't any to be had. Stores weren't open because they didn't have any power. And they said they'd have it back within 24 hours. Well, it was 48 hours, and they still didn't have power. And she says everything's starting to, she didn't want stuff to start falling out in the freezer. So she was, crying on the phone, can you come down here and bring your generator? I says, well, okay, being the dad, you got to do stuff like that. So I went down there and did that, and went down there, dropped it off, got everything hooked up, got things started up, and visited for a little bit. Then I says, okay, I got to go back. I got to go back home. So we spent about 10 hours on the road that day. And then we had to, let me buy a second here. Then we had to, so when I got home, we were supposed to go up to our place up north, but we said, okay, we can't do that because we just lost a day. And I had people coming in on Monday, well, today, when they were here, to replace my driveway, which is like 90-something feet long and 12, 13, 14 feet wide, and plus with a turnaround and blah, blah, blah. And anyways, they were tearing that all out and putting in cement. So that meant, and that had a camping trip coming up on this Thursday, so I had to find some place to put my trailer. I had to find some place to put my golf cart that's on the trailer. I had to find some place to park my cars because I can't get them in. I can't just park them in the yard because it's surrounded with like cedars and pines, and there's no way to get in between them. So, anyways, that's what I had to deal with. That's just a short story. That's just the short story. So, with that said, thanks for doing that, Ron. Everybody appreciates it. So, 7-3-0, everybody, have a great week. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, there's always something going on, isn't there? Yeah. I know how things go there, and that's usually the way my days go. It's trying to figure something out or trying to do something or trying to fix something or whatever. So, all right, next up on the list, we got Benny, 88PAZ, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Benny.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is 88PAZ. Tried to drill them with a battery-operated drill, but that didn't work. I had to get my electric one out, but I did get them done. So other than that, everything is going okay. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yeah, the batteries tend to go out when you need them the most. I know I have had an issue with my car, and my son-in-law took it for a ride. We still think it's the wheel hubs are wearing out, the bearings are wearing out. But he said, when was the last time you rotated the tires? I said, well, I haven't since I've had these put on, and this has been a couple of years. So he said, rotate the tires first, see if that does anything. So I went out yesterday morning and took the, I got a battery-powered impact wrench. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's my one pet peeve is when you have tires put on, these guys or gals at the tire shop always use an impact wrench to put the dang wheels on, or the lug nuts back on the wheels. If my wife ever had to change a tire on the road, she would never be able to get those lug nuts.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
I go in, I said, do not use an impact wrench, air wrench on these. But put them on by hand, torque them to 105 pounds is what they're supposed to be with a hand torque wrench. Do not use the air wrench. Well, I go to get them off, and even the impact wrench that's designed for this wouldn't take them off. I wore down a battery trying to get them off. I switched to another battery and pretty much wore that one down. But several of them I had to get out the wrench, the regular old manual wrench, and just use muscle power on them to try and get these lug nuts loose. So, yeah, the batteries on the tools only last so long, and if you don't keep them charged up about the time you want to use it, they die on you. And then I was about to go get it. If that battery went dead, I was going to have to get the air compressor out and the pneumatic impact wrench to see if I can get these off. So if you did manage, you got it. Unfortunately, it didn't help the situation, so I'm probably still going to have the wheel hubs replaced. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Hold on. Do I have any rechecks or other comments for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 everyone, and have a great week.
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KCYVF testing. YVF testing. KCYVF YVF testing. KCYVF YVF testing. KCYVF YVF testing. KCYVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.